Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. Wombats and Music is my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally put in something different and something odd, a personal recording or a joke or a story, and I call those things Wombats. And I have two near wombats today, so I'll introduce them as they come along. The first thing I'm going to play for you is Raspberry Strawberries by the Kingston Trio. The Kingston Trio were probably the most popular of the recording groups in the folk music revival era, started in the late 50s and went on well into the 70s. And the Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Chad Mitchell Trio, on and on, Joan Baez. There were so many that came into popularity and fame through using a lot of folk music. So this is one of the Kingston Trio songs. It's called Raspberry Strawberries. It's not exactly folk music. It starts off with the line, "When a young man goes to Paris, as every young man should." And I went to Paris as a young man, a very young man. My father was in the U.S. Army, stationed in England. I was in an English boarding school as a day student, and the family went to Paris. I don't remember much about it, but I do remember going to a flea market, probably the biggest one in Paris, and going up to a counter to buy a ring, which later turned my finger green, from a large African-American. And I had learned French in school, so I was speaking French to him, and he interrupted me and said, "Boy, are you trying to speak French to me?" Recognizing my accent. Anyway, this is the story of Raspberries, Strawberries by the Kingston Trio.
A young man goes to Paris, as every young man should. There's something in the air of France that does a young man good.
Allez, pas de pas de bon vin que ça va plus.
La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink 'em to.
The Paris nights are warm and fair, the summer winds are soft. A young man finds the face of love in every field and loft.
In every field and loft.
Allez, friends, allez, boys, allez, bon vin, que ça va
plus. La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, the ones we drink 'em to.
An old man returns to Paris, as every old man must. He finds the winter winds blow cold, his dreams have turned to dust.
His dreams have turned to dust. His dreams have turned to dust. La 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 la. Raspberries, strawberries, the good wines we brew. Here's to the girls of the countryside, whom we must bid adieu.
Raspberries, Strawberries by the Kingston Trio. I did return to Paris as an old man, and I wouldn't say my dreams had turned to dust. Some of them certainly had, but some were still very much alive. And I do remember this, though, that I did not really sense the romance of Paris that I read about and see in movies, partly because I felt it was kind of dominated by tourists when I was there, especially young people with backpacks. It was a whole different flavor, an interesting one, but not so much local to France, but more of the same feeling I would get in Rome or Barcelona. But a wonderful song, and Paris still lives. Now we move on to A Smuggler's Song by Rudyard Kipling. I recited this poem a few weeks ago. It's Rudyard Kipling wrote it about smugglers in his part of England. He was from India, really, but he lived in England part of his life. And England was very tight against smuggling, not wanting things brought in from Europe and other places without paying a fee. So there was a lot of smuggling going on. And the song has a kind of a scary overtone, telling a young person, when the smugglers go by, the gentlemen they're called, face the wall, my darling, while the smugglers go by. I'll let you hear the song. I love the minor feeling to it, sort of a watch out, here it comes. So here is the smuggler's song, and it is sung by John Roberts and Tony Barron, among my favorite singers.
Wake at midnight and hear a horse's feet. Don't go drawing back the blinds, nor looking in the street. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Laces for a lady and letters for a spy. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by. Running round the wood lump, if you chance to find little barrels roped and tarred, all full of brandy wine. Don't you shout to come and look, nor use them for your play. Put the brushwood back again, they'll be gone next day. If you see a stable door setting open wide, if you see a tired horse lying down inside, if your mother mends a coat all cut about and tore, if the lining's wet and warm, don't you ask no more. If you see King George's men all dressed in blue and red, you be careful what you say and mindful what is said. If they call you pretty names and chuck you neath the chin, don't you tell where no one is, nor yet where no one's been. Knocks and footsteps round the house, whistles after dark, you've no cause to run and look until the house dogs bark. Trusty's here and pinchers here, and see how dumb they lie. They don't fret to follow while the gentlemen go by. You've been told, likely there's a chance you'll be given a dainty doll all the way from France, with a cap of Valenciennes and a velvet hood, a present from the gentlemen along of being good. 25 ponies trotting through the dark, with brandy for the parson, a baccy for the clerk. Them that ask no questions isn't told a lie. Watch the wall, my darling, while the gentlemen go by.
The Smuggler's Song, sung by John Roberts and Tony Barron. Next up is Adele singing Hello. Adele is very popular these days. She was on the Oscars last week, and just a wonderful singer. I think this is probably, well, Rolling in the Deep and Hello, This is Hello, are my favorite songs by her, and it has a wonderfully poignant feeling, broken heart, I'd say. So here we are with Hello by Adele.
Hello, it's me. I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to meet, to go over everything. They say the time's supposed to heal you, but I ain't done much healing. Hello, can you hear me? I'm in California dreaming about who we used to be when we were younger and free. I've forgotten how it felt before the world fell at our feet. There's such a difference between us and a million miles. Hello, how are you? It's so typical of me to talk about myself. I'm sorry. I hope that you're well. Did you ever make it out of that town where nothing ever happened? It's no secret that the both of us are running out of time. So hello from the other side. I must have called 1,000 times to tell you I'm sorry for everything that I've done. But when I call you, never seem to be.
Hello by Adele. Next up is The Way It Didn't Go, kind of by Terrence Martin. Strange song. it's one thing to look at choices that you made that you knew clearly what you were doing, like whether to break up with someone, or whether to ask someone to marry you, whether to accept a job. But it's also interesting, and this to reflect on the fact that so much of life, and the more life you live, the more this is true, I think, is just chance, random chance. You happen to meet somebody. You happen to hear about a job. You happen to just something happened in your life that changed it. And reflecting on how it might have gone quite differently, in spite of whatever choices you made with what you were given. And this song kind of delves into that in a mysterious sort of way. So this is called The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin.
Where is the life we might have led? It started on the corner where we never met. I nearly turned to you, you nearly turned to me. At the intersection of what is and what could be. What would have happened, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I saw a child that might have had our name. He passed me in a crowd just the other day. He spoke some words, but none of them were clear. Our shadows nearly touched as he disappeared. Did he have your eyes? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. I'm not myself today, and you're not who you are. We're one lane over, riding in that car. They read a map, but they don't recognize the road. And if they think about us, they don't let it show. Where did they turn? We'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. The girl you didn't talk to, the light you didn't run that day, the call you didn't answer, the unrequited dancer, you met her glance and turned away. Put it down lightly, you know how things can break. I can't forget the love we didn't make. The sun that didn't rise through the window that's not there. The way it didn't fall on your face and on your hair. What did you dream? I'll never know. That's the way it didn't go. What might have been, we'll never know. That's the way it didn't go.
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 The Way It Didn't Go by Terrence Martin. Well, the next song is almost a wombat. I suppose it could be considered a wombat by some people. It's Switched On Bach. In 1968, an album came out using a Moog synthesizer. I used to say Moog, but I was taught last year to say Moog. A Moog synthesizer. And it's this particular one is Bach. And I'm going to play for you from that album the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G, one of the movements of that concerto. And what's interesting to me about, I've always liked Bach a lot, but when you get a typical orchestra, piano and different horns and things, it's sometimes hard to distinguish the different instruments, at least it is for me. Whereas with the Moog synthesizer, each voice is so absolutely clear that I think you can hear the different parts coming in better. And so that's one reason why I really appreciate this particular version of Bach, because I can hear the different voices so clearly, and I love it. This is the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G major, and from the album Switched On Bach from 1968.
Thank you.
That was the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G Major by Johann Sebastian Bach from the Switched On Bach album using the Moog synthesizer. Well, now we've got our two near wombats in a row. The first I recorded live at a campus concert at the end of a music week, a singing week, held at Pinewoods Camp in Plymouth, Massachusetts in 2015. The campus concert's a chance for any of the campers who want to perform at the end of the week to do so. So a woman came up I hadn't met, an older woman, no particular stage presence, sort of a quiet, self-contained woman, sat down in the chair and played the guitar and sang this song. And at first I wasn't that taken with it, but then slowly it began to sort of get to me. And I think the words, it's not the best acoustics. I recorded it on a small digital recorder. I was sitting in the front row right in front of her. But I think the words are clear and tells its own story. So this, I call it a love story. And I don't know the performer's name. But so here's a live recording, Wombat, one of the Wombats for the night, a love song.
Into the ballroom, just a crazy old man. His eyes seem to blaze in the light. Just some old hawker, to judge by his rags, coming from the cold of the night. The whole room was dancing, they paid him no mind, as he went to the bar and said, "Please be so kind." And the music kept playing in the back of his mind. No telling what a love song will do. As the queen of the ballroom sang a favorite song, he stood with a glass in his hand. He was weary of living days of his life, and tonight was the last he could stand. He shut out the future, he shut out the past, and even the present was running out fast. As the queen of the ball said, "Make this the last." No telling what a love song will do. And she started to sing for the very last time. He trembled as he stood there alone. And the pain he'd been holding inside for so long just fell from his heart and was gone. It was only a love song, simple and clear, but he bowed as he bent him with every last tear. He cried from relief, he cried half from fear. No telling what a love song will do. Still glitters and shines each night at the old kindness stage. Maybe it's something they've pulled in the wine, but her beauty refuses to fade. I hear she got married to a stranger, they say, just a crazy old man came passing one day. And the whole town still dances, and the music still plays.
That was a love song from a campus concert. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. Wombats and Music comes on WEHC FM 90.7 on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. You can also pick us up on the web at WEHCFM.com, and you'll hear all our radio shows from anywhere in the world. And tonight, I'm playing a number of Wombats. And here comes another one. This is kind of a history lesson and more. Well, first of all, I want to tell you, I thought of this song yesterday and went looking for it. I knew I had a recording of it, and I found the recording I have it of. It's by John Roberts at a concert at Pinewoods Camp. He was a professional performer there. And oddly enough, John Roberts has been at the music weeks I went to the last two summers. The name of the song is Anderson's Coast. And I also found a YouTube version of it, almost identical, same banjo part, same exact voice. The difference is that the version I had recorded had the Pinewoods audience singing along quite loudly. And though I love that, it kind of overwhelmed the song. Plus, I was holding the digital recorder, and my voice was definitely too strong in the recording. So I'm going to play for you John Roberts' version of the song. And just want to mention again that I love the banjo part in this, and one of the reasons I enjoy this song so much, long as it is just the banjo is delightful all the way through. Here is John Roberts playing Anderson's Coast and telling the story before he sings the song.
I was doing a concert in Saratoga County last night, and we had an opening act from a gentleman who was 1 week shy of his 91st birthday. And he played guitar beautifully, sang sort of popular songs and Western songs. He said that morning he'd been singing at the hospital for the old folks. And if I could sing like that when I'm 91, Sal, you ought to book him.
What's his name?
I had this banjo sitting there, and people asking me at halftime if I just had it for decoration because I hadn't played it. So I will play it today. This is another recent song. I say I sing traditional songs, and then I do three in a row that other people have written. The way it is, I learned this one from an Australian named Danny Spooner, and it's a song that it was written by John Warner from Sydney, and it's about convicts in what was a secondary penal colony. England sort of invented Australia to send convicts to because America hadn't worked out too well. And if they were bad when they got there, they were sent to a couple of the really nasty penal colonies, one of them on Van Diemen's Land. Another one, I think, was Morton's Bay. And these were places where if you escaped or if you did something bad again, then the punishment was execution. So these fellas stole a boat and decided to sail it to mainland Australia from Van Diemen's Land, which is Tasmania now. And it's a 90-mile trip across some of the roughest water in the world. It's very rocky, it's narrow. The whole Pacific Ocean keeps coming through there, you know, with the tides, so it's extremely, the currents are very bad, and of course they wreck the boat and then they can't ask for help. Nice thing about the song, it's almost all chorus. Annie dear, don't wait for me, I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate and watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers on wild Bass Strait. Bass Strait is the strait between Victoria down there in Australia and Tasmania. Or would it be New South Wales?
Starvation and brutal pain.
here we are. I'm here to remain, and I need you. Don't wait for me. I fear I'll never return to thee. There's naught to do but endure my fate. Watch the moon, the lonely moon, like the breakers on Wild Bass Strait.
John Roberts and Anderson's Coast. Well, now we're going to have quite a change of genre. The next song is Lucille by Kenny Rogers, one of the most powerful country music songs, I think, of my lifetime.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool she took off her ring. I thought I'd get closer, so I walked on over. I sat down and asked her her name. When the drinks finally hit her, she said, I'm no quitter, but I finally quit living on dreams. I'm hungry for laughter and here ever after. I'm after whatever the other life brings. In the mirror I saw him, and I closely watched him. I thought how he looked out of place. He came to the woman who sat there beside me. He had a strange look on his face. The big hands were calloused. He looked like a mountain. For a minute I thought I was dead. But he started shaking. His big heart was breaking. He turned to the woman and said, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. After he left us, I ordered more whiskey. I thought how she'd made him look small. From the lights of the bar room, rented hotel room, we walked without talking at all. She was a beauty, but when she came to me, she must have thought I'd lost my mind. I couldn't hold her, but the words that he told her kept coming back time after time. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille, with four hungry children and a crop in the field. I've had some bad times, lived through some sad times, but this time you're hurting won't heal. You picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. You picked a fine time to leave.
That was Lucille by Kenny Rogers. The next song is more traditional Appalachian mountain music. It features my two favorite instruments, the human voice and the fiddle. My third is the banjo. This is Wayfaring Stranger by Dirk Powell, John Herman, and Tim O'Brien.
through this world below. There is no sickness, toil, or danger in that fair land to which I go. I'm going home to see my mother. I'm going home, no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over home. I'm no dark clouds will hover o'er me. I know my pathway's rough and steep, but golden fields lie out before me, where weary eyes no more will weep. I'm going home to see my father. I'm going home no more to roam. I am just going over Jordan. I am just going over shall rest beneath the sword. I'll drop the cross of self-denial and enter in that home with God. I'm going home to see my Savior. I'm going
Wayfaring Stranger by Dirk Powell, John Herman, and Tim O'Brien. The next song is The Brandy Tree by Adam Miller, and this will let you have the experience of what it's like to be an otter.
I go down to the brandy tree. I take my nose and my tail with me, all for the world and the wind to see, and never come back no more. Down in the meadow marsh deep and wide, I tumble the tangle by my side, all for the western wind to run and glide in the summer rain. Sun on the hill, come go with me. Wind, come walk beside me. Moon on the mountain, go with me. A wondrous way I know. I go down to the windy sea. Little gray seal, would you play with me? Climb on the rocks and dive in the bay and sleep on a ledge at night. But the seal don't try to tell me how to fish in the windy blue. The seal's been fishing for 1,000 years, and he knows that I have too. When the frog goes down in the mud to sleep, and the lampreys hide in the boulders deep, I take my nose and my tail and go 100,000 hills. Someday down by the brandy tree, I'll hear the shepherd call for me, call me to leave my happy ways and the shining world I know. Sun on the hill, come go with me, my days have all been free. The pipes come laughing down the wind, and that's the way I go. That's the way for me.
That was The Brandy Tree by Adam Miller. And the last song on the show today is Golden Vanity by the Chad Mitchell Trio. A beautiful melody and a strong story.
Oh, there was a lofty ship, and she sailed on the sea, and the name of that ship, it was the Golden Vanity, but she feared she would be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sailed on the lowland, lowland low, she sailed upon the lowland sea. Then up steps a cabin boy, just the age of 12 and 3, and he says to the skipper, what will you give to me if I swim alongside of your Turkish enemy? And I sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, I sink her in the lowland sea. Oh, I will give you silver, and I will give you gold, and the hand of my daughter, if you will be so bold as to swim alongside of that Turkish enemy. And to sink her in the lowland, lowland, low, to sink her in the lowland sea. Made already and overboard junkie, and he swam alongside of that Turkish enemy, and with his little drilling tool he bored holes 3, and he sank her in the lowland, 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 he sank her in the lowland sea. Then the boy he turned around and back again swam he, and he hollered for the skipper to haul him from the sea, but the skipper would not heed, for his daughter he did need. And he left him in the lowland, 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 he left him in the lowland sea. Then the crew they hauled him out, but upon the deck he died, and they wrapped him in his blanket so very soft and wide. They cast him overboard to drift upon the tide, and he sank beneath the lowland, 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 he sank beneath the lowland sea. Oh, there is a lofty ship, and she sails on the sea, but she sails without a cabin boy, the age of 12 and 3, and she fears she will be taken by a Turkish enemy. As she sails on the lowland, lowland, low, sails on the lowland sea.
That was The Golden Vanity by the Chad Mitchell Trio. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC at Emory and Henry College. If things work out as planned, next week I'll have a co-host, Paul Godola from Damascus, and he'll be selecting all the songs, so tune in to hear that. And now it's time to ask you to join me in something. Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.